Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're getting the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road, presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery, a place that this guy spent some time in his childhood. We're going to be down at Lexington Market. Drove by the other night when I went down to the Hippodrome to see dear Evan Hansen. We'll be at Fade Lee's on Wednesday morning. Going to be joined by Dan Rodericks, Tharu Vignaraja, as well as Attorney General Brian Frosch, who I've never met. Going to have a crab cake and some, my wife likes it. I'm bringing the mac and cheese home from that. We extend our conversations. And of course, this guy does the afternoons here on Thursday, and you can hear him on Sunday mornings as well. He's over Coons, Baltimore, Ford Security Boulevard. I am wearing the Chargers blue shirt, but if you gave me orange for the Orioles, it would look a little bit like the Browns. Crazy weekend between March Madness, Terps hiring, Orioles spring training and all that, but nothing comes back to our franchise quite like what the Browns did, which is probably wasn't a good decision. Like, if I'm looking at it and thinking crystal ball this, like Tommy Shaw from Sticks would say 5 years from now, how's this going to go, Dennis Kalatsos?
You know, Nestor, it's hard for me to imagine anybody having that type of distraction as a person, as a player. Lots of smoke there with Deshaun Watson. Can he actually focus on playing football? Lots of red flags, and to think he had, a half a dozen or so suitors blows my mind. And of course, the Browns are out of the running. Then they guarantee the guy $263 million guaranteed. Absolutely insane. By the worst franchise, the worst organization in all of sports. That's the best way I can quantify it. I think it's insane. I've seen Watson on the field at the same time with Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson's 10 times the player that Deshaun Watson is. I'm glad the Browns have him.
Yeah, I mean, that was sort of the stake in the heart of all of this, the guaranteed money. I don't want to say he won't be a player for them 3 or 4 years from now, or that one of these women won't have video or audio or like whatever that would be in a litigious situation, that they're going to sell this up the river to their fan base. If he were Art Schleister, I would look at this and say, this is a tough sell. Just in general, this is a whole different level of guaranteed money that to me sort of guarantees that they're going to stink for a long time. I mean, unless this kid is something I don't think he is, they have to build a team with him at top of class money. I think that this sort of guarantees us 2 wins a year for a little while.
Nestor, talent sets the floor and character sets the ceiling. So where is his character?
Whoa. I try to learn. These are wise conversations we have here. Hold on.
Intelligent
conversations. I'm writing this one down. Hold on. Let me say that again.
Character. Talent sets the floor.
All right.
Talent sets the floor. Character sets the ceiling.
The floor. Character sets the ceiling. All right, write that down. I'm going to chew on that a little bit. It's the first time I heard this.
So, yeah, you give up 3 first-round draft picks for this guy, plus the host of others. You mortgage your future. You put your team in salary cap hell for the next 5 years. You're on the hook for this. And this is a good business move. This is a good move for the organization. Nestor, it defies logic. This reeks of
And they had a quarterback.
They can't figure out why the quarterback is upset. They're romancing the new quarterback, and they're wondering why Baker Mayfield's upset. And Baker, to his credit, said, hey, I want out of this place no matter what you do. So kind of put them in a corner, maybe forced their hand a bit. But this is, to me, this has the fingerprints of their owner, Jimmy Haslam, all over it. I think this was not Kevin Stefanski's decision. The coach, I don't think the GM had anything to do with it. I think this was Jimmy Haslam saying, I want this guy, thinking that this is going to be the pariah, the saver for this organization, for this franchise. This is anti-draft day, the Kevin Costner movie about the Cleveland Browns. They're giving up picks, and for what, right? Fool's gold, and that character knocks down that talent immensely. That's the thing. I would have never made that deal in a million years, and I don't think it's going to pay good dividends for the Cleveland Browns.
If if a top mechanic, a top salesperson, a top executive, a top came to you with 22 allegations, and even if you felt like the person was clean and this was a setup in some way because of the old owner having a racial thing with a lawyer who's a little bit of a weirdo, and like the whole, all of that going on, if you were to even consider hiring this person, would you not talk to these women? I mean, would you not at least say, hey, I'm thinking about hiring Deshaun. He was a client of yours. You got a recommendation for him? Is there anything I should know about him?
It's also the old tip of the iceberg theory, Nestor. For 22 women to come forward, I'm sure there were others that were paid off to keep quiet, et cetera. Where there's smoke, there's fire, and there's a lot of fire with this guy. And that's, to me, if it's any kind of professional, when they have those kind of flags, and there was a significant red flag. This isn't jaywalking. This is these things are serious allegations. And to me, when you tie up that kind of money in the player, you want him to be the salt of the earth. Great character, great in the community, doing great things, focused on getting the gold jacket, focused on getting Super Bowls, right? Being a credit to the organization. How does this – I am glad that this guy isn't coming to the Baltimore Ravens. Can you imagine – trying to back up this quarterback, buying his jersey, et cetera. It's not going to happen, Ness. It's not going to play well.
Dennis, I am going this week down to West Palm Beach, and I'm not going for the sun, although I will get some barbecue and some Cuban food and bring some home for my wife. So I've been to the owners' meetings on and off for 15 years, maybe longer than that at this point, maybe, but going back to maybe almost 20 years, right? So I've probably been to more than 15 of them because I missed one when my wife got cancer 8 years ago today, literally. And I missed the last two because of the plague, right? So I'm going to go this week and be in the room with the people that make the decisions in the league to allow Daniel Snyder to be a partner, to allow evidence to be destroyed when one of their partners is cheating to win multiple Super Bowls and not thinking that he was paying Tom Brady out of a side account or Giselle in some personal services agreement above and beyond the spirit of the salary cap. That cheaters cheat, liars lie. And, you know, I find this to be, and you walk in all sorts of walk of life over there, Coons Baltimore 4C, all kinds of people. But I have found that people who have power and money and acquire it and make decisions, they make them on their own with very little consult. It's part of the makeup of being that guy. And this guy Haslam had all of these off the field issues with duping his own customers.
Yep.
At these pilot stands that we've all seen when we drive through Breezewood or wherever we are out in the Midwest. And the notion that a friend of mine worked there, right, was the head coach, Mike Pettine. And famously, they brought Johnny Manziel in and said, here, Mike is a creep. More than half think he can't play. They think he's just not going to play at this level, nor will he have the makeup and the character to survive at this level, let alone his talent. His talent's questionable. His makeup is not. To your point, right? Character is not. And they dumped this on Pettine, and here we are. It hasn't been that long. Like, Pettine was the coach there 8 years ago when my wife was battling cancer and we swabbed in Cleveland. And the real problem there was the owner walked into the draft day and took over the draft, right? And you don't find that those kind of people just don't do that because they hire a guy named Stefanski or whoever the person there is. The personality of that person is there all along. And when something like this happens and it goes to the top end of the organization, you know where, to your point, you know where this is coming from. And you know that this is a person that is habitually like Daniel Snyder in collecting Deion Sanders 20 years ago, when like Angelos, whose kid can't figure out that being the only team that doesn't have broadcasters on the road probably isn't good for his business, that because he doesn't really never did anything to earn a business or have a business. Jimmy Haslam's different. This is around the edges of desperation and wanting to be a hero. You know, that was, I think that's Peter's you know, at the end, Peter really wanted to be a hero in buying the Orioles. It wasn't about getting rich. He was already rich. It wasn't about buying a steak dinner. He already had a steak dinner. It was about getting that thing, fame, all of that that comes along with it. But in the case of Haslam, this is beyond a trend now, right? This is just poor ownership.
The thing with Peter Angelos, for me personally, Nestor, here's a Greek-American, right, an immigrant just like me, had a little, you know, little storefront business on Eastern Avenue, came from nothing, worked his butt off. So when he bought the Orioles, I was energized as a Greek-American. I had a lot of pride. He was a savior. And I was hoping he'd go down the path of, let's say, Eddie DeBartolo Jr. for the 49ers, a guy who made his money elsewhere and would use the franchise as a toy, something he can compete with, something that he can enjoy, something he can win with, not an entity he can make money on, right? So I think the story with Peter was win, lose, or draw. As long as the Orioles netted $50 million a year, he didn't care. I wanted championships from Peter Angelos. I wanted that to be his legacy, not what it is now. To me, it's an embarrassment as a Greek-American and as a sports fan right here in Baltimore, Maryland. You attach your name to anything, you should win championships, not be an also-ran bottom-of-the-barrel franchise.
Well, the issue here is, to me, beyond that, because Haslam wants to win so badly. Right. I mean, Peter wanted to win so badly at one point that he gave Albert Bell money and also bought the insurance that saved him in that particular case. And that's really where it soured. I mean, once the Bell thing and the fans booed him and all that, it soured for 25 years. With Haslam, they were close 2 years ago trying to bite at the apple and bringing in the coach from Minnesota that, you know, has the pedigree and like all the, it's a guy that Jerry Jones might want one day. And like all these toys and coveting, which was what Johnny Manziel was, right? And this obsession with these humans that own the team, I guess that's my point. These humans that own the team can't get out of their own ego and their own way and their own finances to try to do the right thing. Hey, I give Bisciotti all the credit in the world for being a guy who has all this money that is too far gone for me. You know, he's not close enough to it, you know, from the public eye at this point for me. But then there's in telling DaCosta who he should draft, flying in on a plane from the Bahamas the night before the draft and saying, well, I don't like that guy. Draft a kid from Maryland because I love Maryland or whatever that stupid thing would be. The owners really do put their stamp on all of this. They really do.
You know, a guy like Steve Bisciotti can give an opinion. He can give guidance. He can maybe perhaps break ties, but he's made his money with Aerotech. That's his business. That's like me buying whatever business I know nothing about and trying to meddle with people who know what the hell they're doing. A smart business person that buys another business different than theirs, hires the very best, supports them, and then gets the hell out of their way, which is why Steve Bisciotti has won championships, which is why the Rooneys have won championships up in Pittsburgh for years. Any successful organization hires the best people and gets out of the way. Robert Kraft, as dirty and as vile as he's been, he's hired the best people, he's paid them, and he's gotten out of their way. Meddling owners never end up on top, whether it's Jerry Jones or Peter Angelos or Jimmy Haslam. And the good news for us in Baltimore relative in regards to football is that the Browns and the Bengals are in our division. Sure, the Bengals are flash, but that's temporary. And the Browns, I mean, that's just a dumpster fire, Nestor.
You think the Bengals will bangle eventually? I mean, they will. It's hard to urinate on them when they got Burrow and they're in the backside of the champions, right?
They were 10-7. They played a fourth place schedule. They weren't the hunted, right? And when you accumulate all those number one draft picks, all those high draft picks, whether you're the Bengals, the Browns, the Jaguars, you will flash once in a while because that talent, there's no substitute for talent. But to keep that talent together, to motivate it, to coach it, to support it, that's a whole different ballgame, Nestor. So, yeah, those teams will flash. The Bengals, the Browns will flash. But in the AFC North, your consistent winners has been, are, and will be the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Baltimore Ravens.
So I want to give a free plug right now to a great Greek American who's a mutual friend of ours, who's having a change in his business. I visited Andy at G&A, and we're going to have the Maryland Crab Cake Tours coming to G&A, Coney Island Hot Dogs. No longer Coney Island, no longer in Highland Town. It was over in White Marsh on 7. It's not even really where I thought he was. I thought he was over by Libertories in the Honeygo, and I Googled it. I'm like,
He's right on 7? That's crazy.
He's right on Philadelphia Road, right? So
nice.
I went out, and he actually called me on Sunday. Sunday night. And this is a little B2B, right? He said, man, you were in my place. I didn't see you. How long did you wait for food? I'm worried. I got line cooks. So anybody out there, if you know a line chef or you like Andy's overwhelmed with business, go work for Andy and help him out. But I would say this, even his business, he's like, my business has changed. It's not hot dogs in the window anymore. Right. It's like real dining. It's like, it's a different business. And I would say this for the Terps and their hire. And I said to Luke, this is the weirdest thing ever, that I got my brackets and there's games going on and the Terps are hiring a coach. All my lifetime, that's never happened because Lefty Wade, like all of that, the modern era of March Madness weekend being the Terps leaking their coach from Seton Hall coming out is a little weird. And the reaction to it, that every closet Terps fan that hasn't been to College Park since Gary was there is vested in this now. And you talk about the most important decision your organization will make, right? They are all in on this guy who is a lifer basketball guy. Yep. Lifer recruiter, a lifer East Coast recruiter, like all of that, and yet he's not qualified. I don't know, man. If you went and got the manager from another dealership who'd been doing it for 25 years, I wouldn't say, well, that dealership was on the other side of the tracks and in a lower division, and they did okay. I mean, they performed pretty well for what Seton Hall represents. They make tournaments. They won a game. I don't know what your level of expectation for a guy at that job is, that if he's ever going to get the next job, what he needs to do there. And then on the backdrop of that is this kid at St. Peter's has done a great job over the weekend. The players have played that we all want to put the Cinderella slipper on, but they hired a qualified guy. I don't know how to be angry as everybody. I mean, I just think Terps fans are angry people. I mean, I followed this with Turgeon. Like, I don't know how the guy's not unqualified. This is the next step up for him.
Yeah, I like the hire. I know he was mentioned early on as a possible replacement for Mark Turgeon. So, look, let's give the guy a shot. He was successful at Seton Hall, and like you said, he checks a lot of local boxes. So. And how much worse can the Terps do, given where they are and the prominence of the program and where
it's
they've
like
been?
It's like they thought we were going to hire Krzyzewski or something, or go recruit Jay Wright. I mean, but I don't know what did you want other than a relatively successful coach in a division? You know, like I don't know what you wanted.
It's a tough, one of the toughest fan bases I've ever seen in my life, Nestor. They were harsh on Gary Williams on his way out the door, the guy who brought him a national championship with a bunch of classic overachievers.
His name's on the court, but he wasn't Coach K or Dean Smith, right?
That's correct. But I mean, none of his guys have made the Hall of Fame or even the Hall of Very Good for that matter. And that's a credit to his coaching ability and his X's and O's. But tough crowd there at College Park. I mean, high expectations. They think it's a top five program. It's not. It's between 20 and 30, possibly. But that's where I put him at. But look, glad that they got the coach sooner rather than later. That way he'll be able to get his recruits signed up and start to put this program together.
Well, yeah. I mean, almost feels normal, right? The Browns browning, right? You're predicting the Bengals are going to Bengal. The Ravens signed players last week, rolled their sleeves up, got involved. Za'Darius Smith walked away. Eric shed a tear and signed Michael Pierce the next day. And Za'Darius is still out there trying to figure out how he's going to chase his money, making the same mistake I saw Anthony Pleasant make in 1998, like literally, right?
And what about Bradley Bozeman? He signed for $2.8 million with the Carolina Panthers. What's up with that? That's a big story.
That says
here,
to me
too,
that the Ravens didn't want him. That's what it says to me. They were displeased with something. And it's not the price tag. And
I've
talked to Luke. I said, maybe there's a Lamar thing. Maybe there's an O-line thing. Maybe there's a John thing. I don't know, but there's a thing there. And
there's a thing. Yeah.
And the thing they have is, we think we can do better. The same time a guy left Coons, Baltimore Ford, left you and said, I'm going over there. You said, okay, I think, you
more
know, if you think
you
can do better.
Wish you all the best. Yeah,
yeah, it happens in life, but it is a little peculiar. It is worth it.
It is, but to your point, though, I mean, a lot of people are speculating as to what happened. We don't know. They had a reason to move away from him and vice versa. Look, they're buying a house. He and his wife bought a house in Nashville, and I thought he was going to go to the Titans, and so just based on that. But who knows? Who knows that? And I'm sure they have a plan, whether it's TCC or Patrick McCary or this kid, Tyler Linderbaum, in the draft. They have a plan. No question about it.
Did we cover everything? Did we get everywhere this week?
We checked a lot of boxes. There's no question about that.
Dennis Kolatsis will be checking those boxes on Thursday here from 3 until 5. So here's where I'm going to be do this with every segment now, okay? Because my wife hasn't done this yet because we're busy like trying to figure out barbecue grills and keeping mosquitoes away from biting Nestor, okay? But we're going to be getting a car. And look, you're the only car dealer I know that scares me. Like the last 2 years, you've been like, not a lot of cars, get like the selection, this, Japan and parts and COVID and wars and like all this stuff. And then you like dropped this thing on me last week about like, my wife's an internet shopper. And I explained this to you. I got my Queen belt. I should grab one of my rock and roll belt buckles and delight you with the holographic look of a 1978 Pacifica belt buckle. But I've been starting to shop online for the first time in my life. I've been on eBay the last 3 weeks ever. But my wife is, you know, she's a 50-year-old woman in America in 2022. She buys stuff. She clicks and buys. You're telling me the car thing. I've told five people this week, and they're like smart people. Like Bill Cole and I were talking about this the other day, and Leonard Raskin, my money guy, he says, "Well, you're probably eliminating the shipping issue, right? You're building to order in some places. Like Burger King was the first one; they have it your way. You will make it your way, right? Yep. And we'll do it just as fast as the other guy does. Was sort of a little bit of their trick, right? Tell me about building my car online, or tell my wife, because when I told her, and I'm like, you're going to save money, she gave me what I gave you last week, and you're old school like me. It was the old Arnold Drummond. What you talking about? That's what I gave."
Yep. You go to Ford.com and you click on the vehicle you want to purchase an order, and you start looking at the colors, the options, the equipment groups, and you put it together, and you can put in your zip code or the dealer you want to do business with, which our zip code is 21244. We get the order, we call the customer, and we put the deal together. It's as simple as that. You can pick the options you want, the colors, the interior.
Come out to your dealership and like hang out, you know?
Like, you can do that too.
I can see the car in white or red or blue, whatever you have it in.
Yes.
I drive it and say, no problem. You know, I mean, I can wait until how long would it take if we order just
an
example?
A good question.
April 1st. If my wife in the next 10 days can throw it together, and she's not, I think this is going to be more like we want to. Well, not really. I mean, I think she could order a car in an hour or two, right? Like picking what she wants. And then explain to me how we save money doing it this way.
In a typical market, it takes 6 to 8 weeks for a vehicle to arrive. Now, in this market here, it could be 6, 8, 10, 12, 15, 20, 30. That's the only caveat. The benefits are you are saving money. You're not going to pay more than MSRP because most vehicles in stock now are going for well over MSRP. So you're saving a lot of money right then and there. You're also getting the exact equipment you want. You're not paying for things you don't want in a vehicle. Some people love sunroofs. Some people don't love sunroofs. If you go to a place and there's nothing but sunroofs, then you're spending an extra $1,000 for an option you'll never use. Same thing with navigation. Most people are using their Waze app nowadays. So navigation, you don't want to pay $800 for a system that you have on your phone that translates into your beautiful 8 or 12-inch screen.
See, now you're teaching me stuff. I like football with you, but this is then everybody's going to buy a car in the next year or two. Like, they just are. And this is, you called it the European model. And I'm familiar with Europe, and I'm familiar with there's a showroom, but there's no lot in downtown Amsterdam, right? Like, or wherever I've been there, that this is something that I think the dealerships and there are other dealerships doing business different ways in this country right now, right?
Well, you have to do that. So the other elements of this transaction are that, again, it's quick, it's easy. You get price protection with it. So in case there's the prices go up, you pay the same thing when you ordered it. If the incentives get better, you get the benefit when the vehicle comes into stock.
A part that's not available to June, you come back and say, dude, can't do the blah, 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 moon roof or whatever it is, this thing, these white walls, whatever that is. And you say, but if you take that off, I can get it in here May 15th. I mean, if there's a 3 or 4 week lag, but is there something really, and this is inside poker, but when you promise me the car is coming June 8th, in this environment, if it came June 13th, I wouldn't be mad. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I'm wondering what promises can be made to a customer.
Well, again, there are things we can take off a vehicle that would accelerate its arrival. We just ordered a Bronco for a friend of mine. Hard tops, if he keeps a hard top on it, it's 30 weeks. If he orders a soft top, it's 8 weeks. So Also, in that situation, Ford will give you up to $1,000 towards any kind of equipment after the fact. So he can buy a hardtop later on, spend whatever, get an extra grand from Ford. So he's made whole. So there's a lot of different things that you can do.
Oh, so some of the things you can't get now, you can get it later and they'll make it later on.
I mean, the spray liners, I mean, we can do that. We have a store right next door that does spray liners, tonneau covers. You don't want to delay an order because of an option that you can add at the store or get aftermarket. So those are the things that we help people work around and work through.
That's good business.
And the other part of it is we also don't take deposits. We don't top your money. And you can also walk away from the deal anytime you want to. So we don't force you to buy the vehicle. If your situation changes, we don't do business that way. We have another nice unit for stock for somebody else.
That's beautiful.
There's no
stuff
pressure.
I learn when we go into the market.
From our end, there's no pressure to the customer to finish that transaction. We'd like to see it come to fruition, but if it doesn't, it's not the end of the world. You know, we move forward.
Well, Dennis, I appreciate that, man. Dennis Gallant, somewhere in the Coon shirt. You could be wearing it as well. He is here on Thursday from 3 until 5 and again on Sunday in the morning. And always learning stuff and talking to a lot of sports to talk about. I remember in the middle of a plague, we're like, what are we going to talk about? Let's get PPPs and let's hang in there. And still safety. I still got my Purell right, you know, within arm's reach. It's all, you know, spent some time at the Hippodrome the other night seeing Dear Evan Hansen. Before you know it, you and I will be in Oriole game or something like that. Maybe we'll be doing some fishing in Loch Ravens.
Hey, going fishing Sunday, so looking forward to it.
There, you know, I want to see pictures of you with that rainbow trout is what
I want
to see.
You'll see some pictures of smallmouth bass.
Smallmouth bass. All right, there you go. D. Colazzo Show, the way to find Dennis Colazzo. You can always find him on his hip over at Coons Baltimore Ford at Security Boulevard as well. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore, positive.